Ayish gives Yob im Abozavi Grubim Uda Kivre Bnei David. Okay, so Muda means Amrabozer, Muda ate some Uda Shimishbacha, Manino David Shlama. Okay, so we see that Muda means the best. They grew and because Jacardo Mir David. Ayishkavu, Bimishka, Vasher, Mole, Bissam and Bizan. My Bissanim and Bissanim, Rabozam and Zini Zini, Rasha means all kinds of different Bissanim, Rashwab, Rachmanim, or Bissam and Shomaribim, Kore de Zima. I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean. Very strong summit. Okay. All right. Kikaro Shukha. This is a Pasik, I guess. Kikaro Shukha Mateni Upakim Tamnu the Ragoi. Right, where is this pasuk? So he's made a kikaro shucha l'nachteini. They dug a well. Kikaro shucha is like a type of well to capture me. Upakim tamnu l'rach, and they put coals to my feet. So this is Yirmiyahu talking. So what does this mean? So Rav Elazar Amar shechashdua mizayna. Anyway, that's what I wanted to do. It's just a fascinating thing. You know, Yirmiyahu HaNavi, the biggest God's Gadol, Tzadik Gadar, and the people were accusing him of being a Zayna, with a Zayna. Rosh Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Shechashdu Me'esh Ish. Right? The Machlaikas. Everybody agrees that they were Chayshed him. It's just an amazing thing. You have the Gadol Adar. You know, this is the Lashon Hara factories. You take the God Adar, so you decide you don't want to listen to him. So what do you have to do? You have to speak Lashon Hara. That's the Minigalinam. So it's already in the time of the Navi. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi was giving clients Yom Musar. So they were either Chashtua Me'ish is Ish or Chashtua from a Zayna. Right? No, it's not a amazing thing.
Well, they did it for Moshe Rabbeinu too, according to the...
They did it for Moshe Rabbeinu too, but, it's not so clear by Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes, they did it by Moshe, but at least by Moshe, the Mephorishim say they did it, Karach was trying to give an explanation why Moshe had an Igia to appoint Aaron, the Kohen Gadol. So he said because he wanted that Aaron should be the Kohen Gadol because in case Moshe is Mizana, so when you give the Meiriva, Moshe Aaron will be nice to Moshe. Okay, and it's not 100% clear that they really were questioning it, but okay, yes, Parsha Pshat they did it to Moshe too, but it is a pretty amazing thing. Right? Someone told me I never heard this from the Shiva. But that Rav David also was accused of being Mizana. And someone also told me that the guys wouldn't eat in Rav David's house because they didn't trust the kashrus.
I definitely heard they accused the Rav David's wife of doing something irreputable.
Yes. I think they didn't accuse Rav David himself. They accused his wife of being Mizana and not keeping kosher. Someone told me that Rav David would invite guys to the house to eat, and he said they can't because they don't trust. The guys in Yeshiva would tell him that you can't because we don't trust your kashrus. your Rebbetzin, you can't trust. Anyway.
Benji Lieberman told me I think he went with. He went with Eliezer Grunberg to Rabbi Quinn, and they asked Rabbi Quinn, about those accusations, and he said that Rav Shraga Feivel, those were the Balabat, and Rav Shraga Feivel was unable to stop them.
Yeah, okay. I'm not speaking Lashon Hara about Rav Shraga Feivel, and I'm not saying I'm just Chas V'Shalom, and then I'll be doing just as bad the same thing. We're not saying it's just a fascinating thing that you take the biggest Gadol Adar. And the minig is that you speak the worst Lashon Hara. You know, I assume in the time of the Navi, I don't know, but Chashtu, Bezayna, or Chashduah Be'eshes Ish is pretty bad. And like you said, yes, they did that with Moshe also. You know, like here's a person who's, you know, like, I mean, you take Rav Steinman, you take the stipler, you take the person who's a kulo kodesh v'dar, and you spread a rumor he's being mizana. You know, and apparently it was really, they were really chashdu. It wasn't just a rumor. I just thought it's a amazing thing. Okay, anyway, let's go further. Okay, so they actually also tried to kill him, apparently. They actually tried to kill him. Okay. Anyway, definitely the Musar Haskell is that we should not be misspoiled if people speak Lashon Hara about us. If you're in a leadership position, you got to expect people to speak Lashon Hara about you. I get some pretty good Lashon Hara about me too. I haven't gotten yet to this point, but I guess I'm not so chashuv. But still there's some nice Lashon Hara going around. But I have to not let it get to me, because you have to say, listen, if they were chashesh Yirmiyahu HaNavi, I mean, ashes-ish, so okay. So that's it. You can't let that. That's minigah item.
It might be a riot to your greatness.
Yeah,
seems like
right. Well, they haven't been accusing me yet of that.
No, I'm just saying it to anyone's greatness, not to I didn't mean to.
But there is, you do get accused of different things. Anyway, people do accuse you of things. Okay, let's go further. Okay, the next one I also wanted to look at, Darash Rava, my diksev. Yeah, mukshalem lefanecha beis apecha. I say b'hem. What's it say? Read the pasuk. Yeah, mukshalem lefanecha beis apecha. I say b'hem. Suppose you can hear me out. Amar Yirmiyo. Nekosh baruch hu. Ribbono shel olam. Afilu b'shoa sha'osem staka. Akshina b'bnei adam she'enem hu ganim. Kidei shelo yikablu aleihem schar. So this is a very hard Gemara. Okay, for some reason, we don't know who, Yirmiyahu was very upset with certain people. So he was mispado that they shouldn't have a schus. Okay, that itself is a little strange, but okay. We see Moshe did the same thing with B'nai Kairach, so it's not so strange. So the Kairach, not B'nai Kairach. So he's mispado that if they give staka, you should be akshina b'nei adam she'ena mechuganim k'day shelo yikab oleim tzchar. So what's the problem?
It's not my fault if the people are not b'nei mechuganim passed us.
Right. In the Chara, we always say by staka that if someone comes and asks for staka, we don't check up the person. We give the person staka. Maybe the guy's a phony, but there are definitely could be phonies by Saka. So we say is Makshava Toivim is sorry for Maisa. A person wants to do a mitzvah of Inenas Velo Asa, he gets Charkino Asa. So here you're trying to do a mitzvah. You're doing it's even more than Makshava Toivim. You're doing a Maisa, you're giving Saka. Except that you're an Inas because the guy is Einam Uganim. You had no way of knowing that it's Einam Uganim. But here, Pashup Shav, you would have known it was Einam Uganim. You wouldn't have given him. You thought you were giving it to a real Ani. So you're an Inas. You're obviously Pashup Shav is you're upset that you were tricked. You're not happy that you were tricked. So you, so why isn't she in a session? You capital name schar. If it would have said that you get less schar, so then maybe I could hear that there's less schar. You know, it's not clear whether Makshava Toivim is Tarif Lemaisa, but it's in Mamish the same schar as if you did the Maisa itself. But the Chayra, it's a Chazal, the Lashon here, it's Kadesh Lo Yekabel Aleim Schar. So Taisa says here, Antos, I'm not sure how you pronounce that. Someone who knows their Navi.
Anassos.
Anassos, Koi.
That's a city.
That's a city. I assume it's the city of Goyim.
That's where Yirmiyah, it was a city of Kohanim, and that's where Yirmiyah came from.
So, in other words, so that would answer the question. In other words, by Goyim, when do we say Makshava Tovim is Tarif
Lemaisa? Well, they're not Goyim.
They're not Goyim, so why?
No, they're Kohanim. They're Adrabah, they're Kohanim. There's his own family went against him.
So why is he changing the gears? We don't know. He's just saying this. Logoris Bishoshi Yisrael. He wasn't going against all
Kohanim. I think the beginning of the pasuk of the parasha, he is lamenting on the people of Anosos. So I guess Tosfos is assuming that the continuation is also on them.
In other words, if the Gemara is scarce, it was Masha was going on all Klai Yisrael. And he's saying it's not going on all Klai Yisrael, it's only going on one on one city. So I take it back. So I was wrong. See that? That's really, what happened.
Really, where are we reading from right now?
I'm reading the Gemara, the last two lines. And the Gemara, that's five lines. Darish Rava. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom. It says, Amar Yirmiyahu of the Ekkosh Baruch Hu. Rebbeinu Sholem, Afid Mishal Sholem Stoka, Hakshinim Ibnei Adam Shein Mehugonim, Shekadei Shekabrein Tzchar. So Taisus, we're trying to read into Taisus. Taisus says, Lo Goris Yisrael, Da Anshe, and I forgot how to pronounce it again, Antonos?
Nosos.
Anassos, okay. So he's going on this particular city. Okay. So the problem is why, where is he, who says, okay, this is also Gemara in Baba Basra. Naftes Amud Beis. Okay, so there's an Amuka Yosef here. And I think it might be in Baba Basra too. I'm back sure. So let's look at the Amuka Yosef. The question is, why is it that they don't get schar? You know, this is a very, in other words, an Anani comes knocking on my door and he's a phony. So I don't get schar. I hope not. I hope I get schar.
Maybe it's not referring to the schar of the mitzvah itself, but it's referring to the
Aleim schar.
Aleim meaning not on the giving tzedakah, but on the marshal, let's say things that these quote unquote niyam do in the future, their mitzvahs that they do.
Okay, but it doesn't.
So if they're real, then you could say that if not for you, they wouldn't have been able to continue. So then.
Okay, but that's a very big daichik in the reading the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Kadesh shelo yikab oleim schar," and you're saying that the main schar they get, they're just not getting some side schar. You know, that's not so mashma.
Meaning
what?
Oh, cool.
Sorry. You go first.
Oh, you go right after.
Okay, I think I remember from years ago that it depends if you give with kavan l'shem mitzvah, then it works. But if you don't give with kavana, then it's only if you're yotzi the mitzvah.
Okay, so that you're very smart. You remember that's muka yaisef. That's what I think he's talking about. I think it's in both places. Bastard, not Tennyson here, but let's look at the Mukiyosef here. But someone else wanted to say something?
No, I just, the way I understood it is that you are going to make a mistake, and obviously you could differentiate if this is a person who's a roya to give tzedakah or not, but you made a mistake, meaning if there's no way to differentiate, of course it gets schar, but you could differentiate and you made a mistake.
Okay, I don't think that's what that's here. I hear it's a good possibility, but I'm not sure whether it would still probably go into machshava tova. You know, there's you want
to machshava tova to,
because you wanted to do what was right.
But you wanted to do what's right to someone. It's totally the wrong thing.
No, you wanted to do what's right.
Figured it out.
You made a mistake.
But so it makes sense. You could have easily figured it out.
I don't know. That takes it out of Machshava Taiva. Of course, you had Machshava Taiva. I don't know. There's no schar. Okay, let's see the Nemuka Yai site. Where's this Nemuka Yai site?
Rebbe, just on that point, it has to say that machshav is not everything, because you wouldn't say that you would get schar if you would give it to, you know, tzedakah to a non-Jew. Meaning, if it was no shaychus to the realm of tzedakah, you had the machshav, you wouldn't get it.
You had to give it to a Jew, and it's really an Arab, so we say you get schar, no?
I'm just saying that, but okay.
Okay, let's see the Nemuka Yai Seif. So it's different. It's in the Nemuka Yai Seif on the Gemara. It starts in my piece. It starts Afina B'Shal Shaisim Staka Hakshina B'Bnei Adam Sheinim Hulganim Kadesh LeYikabaleim Schar. I don't know if it's in brackets. Okay, Hodein Mikabel Schar. So maybe how it really starts. Okay. You people, you have that. It says, Hodeinu Mikabel Schar in the Nemuka Yai Seif. If the people have that, don't have it. No?
I don't see it.
I'm very confused. Rabbi told you to prepare the Gemara from Tessinum Bay's 2 dollars.
Yes, I Chatasi Avisi Poshati. But I looked, I opened up the Gemara and I saw something very interesting before I told you to prepare.
Okay, so I missed the first 2 minutes. That's why I've been trying to follow what's going on, and I'm like totally lost.
My Avera.
Well, I should have been here on time. People, I was 2 minutes late.
I told the people to prepare the Gemara later, and then I jumped back. But okay. It just, you know, sometimes your curiosity gets the better of you.
Okay, so where are we in the Yosef now?
So I'm going at the Nemuka Yai Seif, and it's
Vav Amud Beis in Nemuka Yosef.
Vav Amud Beis in Nemuka Yai Seif. It starts Hode Eino Mikabel Schar. In the old Gemaras, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. The last word in the line.
Okay, I see.
Hode Eino Mikabel Schar. So Hainu Dafka B'misha Yodea Bo. In other words, you know that it's Einam who got him. Avo am Eino Makiro. Tefshir Shuhu Ogen. Schar Yeshvo. Shreda Shem Mitzvah Mechavim.
What does Hagun mean over here?
What
does Hagun mean over here?
Oh, this that we say that he does not get schar. Hod the Eino Mikabel Schar. Now there's a problem. It says you don't get schar. We have a problem. Why should you get schar? You Yamak Shava Taiva. So he's answering this that the Gemara says that you don't get schar. Hainu Dafka B'Misha Yodeyabo, that you know that he's Einam who got it.
But no, I'm asking who got him. I for some reason, thought who got him means a person who's not poor. So
right.
Or does it mean a person, an inappropriate person, a person who does not behave properly?
I don't know, but it's someone that you're not supposed to give staka to. I don't know if it makes a difference. It's someone that he should not be given staka, either because he's really not poor, or he's a Russia, so you're not supposed to support him. Avomeno Makiro, Pepsher Shuhu Hagen, Schar Yeshvo, Trade and Shame Mitzvah Mechavin. No, I don't get it. I don't get it. He's saying if he doesn't know, Pepsher Shuhu Hagen, Schar Yeshvo, Shreda Shein Mitzvah Mechavim. Who said he's Mechavim the Shein Mitzvah? I guess that's the case. And the guy, Mitzvah, otherwise, Bechai, you wouldn't get
Schar. Yeah, if he's not Mechavim the Shein Mitzvah, it's possible he doesn't get Schar then. The only question is if he is Mechavim, he doesn't get
Schar. I agree with you. So we're talking about that he's Mechavim the Shein Mitzvah.
But why do you agree with that?
Wait, I'm just going slow. So he's assuming he's mechaveh in the shein mitzvah. So why is he giving to an, and he knows the guy's einu mehugan, he's giving anyway. So when he gives anyway to an einu mehugan, he's also mechaveh in the shein mitzvah. There are two cases in the Mukha Yaisei. There's einu yodea, there's Misha Yodebo and Eno Makiro, two cases. So we said, when does the Gemara say that you don't get schar? That's Misha Yodebo. But if it's Eno Makiro, then you do get schar.
Maybe it just means that he knows the guy's questionable.
Wait, let me forget the problem here. But in other words, so he says, if it's Eno Makiro, you get schar, because you're mechaving the Shem Mitzvah. So he's taking for granted that you're mechaving the Shem Mitzvah. So when it's Yodeyabo, are you also mechaving the Shem Mitzvah?
Yeah, Yodeyabo doesn't mean you know he's not, then you think you're not doing tzedakah. You know that there's a questions about this guy. So he's removes himself from Vadayus of the Chesus Kashos.
So why don't you get charged? Just because you're Yodeyabo, you're also mechaving the Shem Mitzvah.
So you're not miskam shem mitzvah. It's not shy after miskam shem mitzvah when you know you're not being yotzei the mitzvah.
So what? So misha yodea bo means, and you're not mechaving the shem mitzvah. So why did right. you just say? In other words,
because it must be because of Yisrael. I don't know if it is really Gemara that if a Yisrael does a chesed, there's always some level of the shema in there.
Okay. So why did he just say? He just say that we're, in other words, he's bothered by a problem. Then why is there machshava time is tar b'maisa? So he should say because he's not mechav in the shem mitzvah. What does that have to do with akshira?
But you have to make your kimta.
Why do you have to make an akimta?
Because otherwise there's some kavanah lishma. Because if Yisrael does a chesed, there's some level. There's always some level of shem chesed.
Okay, I don't know. That's already an answer. I don't know.
I guess it's an answer.
In other words, the question is, he's assuming that he's mechaving a shei mitzvah. If he's mechaving a shei mitzvah, so why don't you get schar in both cases? And am I in the first case, he's not mechaving a shei mitzvah. So why do you have to make it a double kimta? Why do you have to say, he said, Hakshina benashim shayna ruyim. Stop, you should say they're not mechavin in shayna mitzvah.
Okay, let's say someone, right, Lamosha, someone gives tzedakah. Instead of giving tzedakah to, Kupat Yair, he gives it to the JNF. Yeah. Right? So that's, you would say that he was not mechavin in shayna mitzvah? No, he was, but that doesn't do anything.
Why doesn't it do anything?
JNF is an Avera, I'm assuming, right?
I don't know what JNF is.
Okay, well, so some
Jewish, they plant trees in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, right. That's such an Avera.
That's such an Avera. Okay, fine. Some other organization that's clearly, they're doing wrong things or people, is there supporting Rishayim is going to be,
ADL.
You're helping. We're going to get too political here, please. Yeah. Let me keep me out of
it. Having to help, you're having to help them, but the people you're supporting are Rishayim. So what you're doing is actually an Avera, not a mitzvah. So you can't say just because you're having the same mitzvah, you have, there's some sort of responsibility to know what you're doing, if it's right or wrong. And if you're at fault for not learning from the mashal that...
But here he says he does know.
So you're saying, you're disagreeing with everyone. You're saying that in both cases, he's mechaveh neshei mitzvah. But mechaveh neshei mitzvah, if I have a mishigas, I think it's a mitzvah to do abortions. And I'm mechaveh neshei mitzvah to do an abortion. So you're saying there's no svara makshava tova mistar for ma'isa.
Good, he wants to get to Planned Parenthood.
Mistar for ma'isa is when you're mechaveh to do a mitzvah. But here, you're mechaveh to do an abortion. Abortion's an avera. You can't say, but I thought an abortion is a mitzvah. That's not called makshava tova. So if I think it's a mitzvah to support, to help these rishonim, to help the Russia. So that you can't say makshava tova mitzvah. That's not bad. In other words, that's not called mishkaven for a mitzvah. It's not a makshava tova. Is you know what mitzvah you mean, and you have the right mitzvah. You have a real mitzvah in mind. Except that I make up a make-believe mitzvah and say makshava tova mitzvah from Isa. It has to be, you know, there's if I think that some, I make up my own mitzvah. I'm a conservative Jew. I say, oh, there's a mitzvah of tikkun olam, of saving the, whatever mitzvah that you make up. And there's really no such mitzvah, right? I think it's a mitzvah to help the poor Palestinians. Right, gotta save those poor Palestinians. I think it's a time. So you're making up a mitzvah which is not a mitzvah. So that's, there's no gather. Makshava tov misar from ma'isa. Makshava tov misar from ma'isa. You're saying is you have to be mechaving for a real mitzvah, not just a mitzvah. You have to have the mitzvah which is a real mitzvah.
Rabbi, can we say that's the Nemuka Yosef Yodea though? Can we say that's the Nemuka Yosef?
That's the thing. If I know that they're not hugging. So that means I'm making up a new mitzvah. Hashem doesn't want me giving. I'm not sure if Enoch, and we weren't sure. Sandy thought it meant that they're Rishayim. Okay, it could be. He's probably right. Hashem doesn't want you helping Rishayim. You shouldn't support, help Rishayim. You know, okay, Rishayim should be, it's good that Rishayim should have troubles. They shouldn't, and maybe they'll do tshuva or people won't follow them, whatever. So you're going ahead. And you're helping Rishayim. So you can't say, well, Machshava Tov Mistar Flemaisa. Your Machshava is to help Rishayim. Helping Rishayim is not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. So well, I thought it was a mitzvah. So you got your own Torah. So that's not called Machshava Tov Mistar Flemaisa. That's what the guys are saying.
How is that Yodea then? It sounds like it's not Yodea.
No, I know that this person is an Eino Hagen, and I want to give it anyway.
I think that's a mitzvah. I think it's still a mitzvah.
Right? Others, the Yosef is making an Okimta that he's a Shem Mitzvah Mechavi. So they want to do Staka. So now he said this. If they would be a person who's a Hagen, so they want to do the mitzvah of helping Joe Schmo, Mr. Hagen. So that would be a mitzvah. They want to help a Hagen. But if they know that the guy's ain't a Hagen, so they want to help an ain't a Hagen. So even if they're doing an Hashem mitzvah, that's not called Makshava Taiva for a mitzvah. That's what the guys are saying.
Can Rabbi repeat the question that Rabbi had that it's a double okimta?
The question is, he says, Chere Yesh, he assumed that the person is Mechav in Shem Mitzvah. Now, I think that would be if it will be Ein Makiro. What about in the case of Makiro? He says, there are two cases in the Mugiyayisei. So Mugiyayisei says that the case of Ein Makiro, he will get Schar because it's a Shem Mitzvah. But the case that he doesn't get schar is a makiro. So I want to know when the person's aim, when he is makiro. So in this case of makiro, is he mechavin a shem mitzvah or is he not mechavin a shem mitzvah? So someone at first said that he's not mechavin a shem mitzvah. He knows the guy's not an adi, He's done. He wants to give Joe Schmo, the multimillionaire. He wants to give him a present. So then what does it have to do with why did the Gemara need the fact that he's an Enim who got him? Stam, the guy's not Mechavin and Shem Mitzvah. You know, there is, what is, he's being Mispado, Hashem should make that they get, that they have an Oshim Shem who got him. What do you need that it should be an Oshim Shem who got him? Even without that, they're not Mechavin and Shem Mitzvah, so they're not Mechavin and Shem Mitzvah.
Yeah, but the Namuki Yosef has to explain the Gemara and explain the tefillah that he had.
Yeah, so what was the tefillah that he had?
It wouldn't make sense to say the tefillah is that they shouldn't be mechavin shei mitzvah.
And so you say, but the case is that they were mechavin shei mitzvah. I don't know. What were these people doing when they give this money? Are they mechavin shei mitzvah or are they not mechavin shei mitzvah?
So, maybe the alternative, so, if you would so give tzedakah.
Assuming they're mechavein the shame mitzvah, the chayrin that before Yirmiyahu was davin, they were mechavein the shame mitzvah. That's what the Mukhei Yosef is clearly saying, that before Yirmiyahu davin, they were mechavein the shame mitzvah. So why? Because it's ain't a hugin, does it make a difference? That was our problem. That they're mechavein the shei mitzvah, so who cares if they get a person if it's ain't a hugin? So someone was saying, because if it's ain't a hugin, that means also they're not mechavein the shei mitzvah. So then you don't need that he's ain't a hugin. It just not he's not mechavein the shei mitzvah.
It's the same people
that ain't a hugin and not mechavein. That would be just time two things for no reason. There's two reasons why not yaitzin a mitzvah.
Rebbe, why do you need two things? Who says that if you give a tzedakah to someone who's not hagon, I mean, who is hagon, but you're not mischavin shei mitzvah, you're not going to get any tzchar for that? Let's say is that true?
Okay. You get tzchar. If you do something right, I agree. You get tzchar for the totsa of your action.
You know, so you want to say that if you were mechav, if you did something, really, we're talking about that, again, I don't have to say, that if it wasn't, in other words, you're saying that in the case of, that really these people were not mechav in the Shem Mitzvah. But if they would have given it to a right person, they would get schar because their action is right. But that's not he says sharei the shame mitzvah mechaveh. He doesn't say, he says sharei the shame mitzvah mechaveh.
I mean, because even if it turns out to be a nohagun, but you were not makir, so you'll still get schar because of the same mitzvah mechaveh, right?
Let's try this. In other words, we're
three okay. Levels.
I'm losing the chesed, but let me try. Let's go back because I hope let's try. We have there's an interesting shaida. It happens to be a very interesting shaida. We bask in mitzvah sriches kavana. There's a Gemara, it's a Rashi in Chumash, that if you drop money and an ani finds it, then you get schar, right? Where's that Gemara? I don't remember. But it's a Gemara.
That's the Chiddush Aleph I was talking about.
Right. So the Shaila is, I mitzvah srifes kavana. So it's a gigantic Shaila. Many, 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 many answers. But one answer is that mitzvah staka does not need kavana. Even though most mitzvahs need kavana, mitzvah staka is an exception, and staka doesn't need kavana. Why? Because like someone said, that we go by the tzotzah. Since staka is a mitzvah, it's a tzotzah, so I don't care if you didn't have kavana. We go by the tzotzah. Now, other people don't like that answer. That's not everyone says that answer, but there is such an answer. So, assuming you say such an answer, so what? How does that help you? So what
does it fit in the Muki Yosef?
So the Muki Yosef is saying that if it's after Shuha and Yeshua's Char, Trader Shem is a Mechavin. Okay, but that's because the Maisa, it wasn't a Hagen. So
it sounds like we have three levels then. If let's say you lost a coin and then Ani finds it, so then even without any Kavana, you would have the mitzvah.
Right.
If you're giving it to a person that you don't know who he is, yeah, and but you have Kavana L'shem mitzvah, so then even if he's an Eino Hagun, you're going to have Schar.
Right.
And if you give it to a person that you know that he's not Hagun, then even if you're Mechavin L'shem mitzvah, you don't.
Right, that's what, yes. Okay, that I agree. That's what we're saying. I think that's what we're saying. We're trying to get the Havana of that, but that's what we're saying.
So the case, the Gemara...
The most of the Mugayasev is that in both cases, that these people, whichever the name of this city, which I can't pronounce, so we're not going to try it again, the people of this city were giving Saka for the Shem Mitzvah. But if they were Anashim Eina Hagayinim, then they didn't get Schar. If they're Anashim, if they didn't know, then even if they ended up not being Hagayinim, then they would get Schar only because they're Sharet Hashem Mitzvah. But if you actually succeed in a giving Tzedakah, then it could be you don't need a Hashem Mitzvah.
So he's saying that Yirmiyahu is davening that they should find out that they're not Hagayinim?
No, Yirmiyahu is davening that they should be, you know, apparently these people didn't really care if they're a Hagayinim or not. They didn't know. Yeah, so they should know who they're giving to.
They should find out, and then they will not be getting Schar at that point.
Right, in other words, let's say...
They can say, I've been giving these guys for 30 years, I don't care.
Let's say Sandy was shot at Einam Ugami, so he shot. So there's no mitzvah to give a mitzvah to a Russia. So I'm going ahead, and I'm going to... So you should know, when you're giving Saka, you should know that this guy's a Russia. You should know, and therefore there's no mitzvah. And then maybe you're going to lose your mitzvah. That's how we seem to be learning.
So what's he davening for, though?
He's davening it should be an Einam Ugani. If they would be giving it to a Hagen, so then there would be a mitzvah. They're mechaving to give staka. They're mechaving to give staka. They're mechaving to be yaseh the mitzvah. So if they're giving staka to Rav Steinman, then they're mechaving to give staka to Rav Steinman. If they're giving staka to Ben Gurion, then they're mechaving to give staka to Ben Gurion. So now, assuming that there's no mitzvah to give staka to Ben Gurion, so then you know, then it's not the, then they don't get a mitzvah.
Okay, but right now they are getting a mitzvah, right?
A mitzvah. Oh no, if I care. Since the person they ended up giving it was Ben Gurion, my father had a bow bus. It's a true story. He was working on years and years to give staka. So he was a very wealthy man. At the end of the life, he decided he's going to give, he told my father, he doesn't want to give, break it up. He's giving one lump. I think he was giving $15 million, one shot. At the, my father had all kinds of, finally someone heard he's giving $15 million. So the prime minister of Israel, whoever it was, called him up and he gave it to make pool halls for the Labor Party. You know, I don't know. I don't know if that's such a big mitzvah to keep them, you know. But
there's a letter from from Mayor Simcha about giving to the Keren Kayamis Yisrael, right? I mean, for the Jewish.
Okay. I don't know. This was worse than Kay. He gave to make pool halls all over the country, so that they could indoctrinate the youth into whatever philosophy they wanted to indoctrinate them to. But the Maisa, okay. But the Maisa, the what it sounds like, if you were mechav, if you knew that you were giving to Rav Steinman, so you're mechavin and you're mechavin a shame mitzvah, I want to help the aniyim and mei yisharim, so that would be a tremendous mitzvah. If I want to help the aniyim and the shomer atzair kibbutz, so that the shomer atzair kibbutz should be able to keep on going and not close up, so that's not a mitzvah. Okay, let's read the next
chart.
Let me try and read the next chart. So far, we're okay.
Just a quick clarification. He's davening against them, not in favor of them.
Right, he's out to get them.
Right, yeah. I think Binyamin Pesach might be, you came a few minutes late. Maybe that's, he's davening against them.
No, I understand that, but is he davening that they're going to find out that they're all along they've been giving to Rishayim?
Yes.
So they're all along to give to Rishayim. So all he's davening that they're all along to find out they're giving to Rishayim, and no, they're going to keep on giving. Out
that they should be giving to Rishayim, and he knows that they're going to know who they're giving to.
Lamar, let's say they have a budget for tzedakah. They're going to give $1,000 to tzedakah this year. So that when the first people to come to the door for that $1,000.
And that should be the Shimer Hatzoyer kibbutz.
They should show up first.
That's a good example. I have I want to give to tzedakah. So now they can come, the delegation from Mei Sharim, that there are poor people in Mei Sharim that need tzedakah. Or they can come with delegation that there's a non-religious kibbutz and it's on the verge of closing, and Chas V'Shalom, they're going to have to go to Mei Sharim and to learn yeshivas, and now they can stay in their kibbutz and be non-religious. And okay, I'll go help the kibbutz keep alive. So that's not a tzedakah. Okay, now I want to get to the Oid. The Oid. So what's it, the oig? What is it? Is the oig just bringing a raya, or he's saying another hashkafa? The oig. First it says ain makshir al yidikitz char. Because Sharei Hashem Mitzvah Mechave. So Sharei Hashem Mitzvah Mechave means Machshava Tova Mistar from Isa. V'oid De'ilo Tema Ocha Atanoel Dawud if they come Mugonim B'mokom Sheini Garim. In other words, if you're going to say that if you give to an Eino Hogud, the din is you don't get schar, then what's going to happen is that people won't give tzedakah to people that they don't know. Right? That's what he's saying. The Gemara is mashma. The simple mashmos of the Gemara is that if you end up giving to a person who Eino Hogud, then you don't get schar. So now there's going to be a problem. I give a tzedakah. I'm a big giver of tzedakah. Now a guy comes. He really deserves tzedakah. But listen, how am I supposed to know who he is? So I'm not going to give him because I'm going to be nervous and maybe he's not mehugan. So you're going to come out that you're noyel deus bifnei kama mehuganim. So what's his point? So what he's making a new takana? What's he doing? If that's halacha, that's halacha. What do you want from me? So it's going to be, it will be Nida's Dallas. It will be Adonayo Dallas. And I guess it's a simon, and that can't be. So he's just bringing a raya.
It's bring a raya. It's not Darcher Darcher Noem, and it can't be that would be that we have a halacha that would end up with that result.
But is
they taking the lesson for Oid?
Oid, yeah, right. But Oid doesn't sound like a raya. So
another problem is that Lechor, it's not a good raya because if you don't know, then we never said that if you don't know, there's.
That's what he wants to. That's the case. He says Tavka Benishio Dea, Avo E Makiro Yesho Scar because. He's giving two reasons why Eina Yodea gets schar.
Okay.
The first reason they get schar is because the Shem Mitzvah Mechavim. The second reason they get schar is because the Noel Del, the fake Amimim who got him. And if it sounds like he's making some kind of new takana that there's, even if Louis is sort of, you wouldn't say, here, but since it will be Ne'idas Dawes, so you have to say it gets hard. That sounds strange.
Like the Rabbanan can make up a new mitzvah.
Yeah, and it's not just Rabbanan, it's in the Muka Yosef. It's like the Muka Yosef is saying, but yeah, in other words, right. In other words, that they're the deal. They're not saying come and you got a bagel chain the car. In other words, he's saying that in order, in other words, right, in other words, the first shot is, listen, I'm not sure about time is sorry for Maisa. The second shot is, even if Lou Yitzhak is no dinner, Makshava Tarim is sorry for Maisa, for some reason, I don't know why not. But the Maisa, we can't allow such halacha to exist. So we have to, it must be that you get schar. There's no logical reason why you should get schar. But we have to make it get schar. Like, okay, then it's, you know. It's
what's the Maisa in Perkei Shlutim?
What?
What is that Maisa the Rebbe?
Rebbe had, it's in Gemara Basra. Rebbe had a staka. He had warehouses of food. And he didn't want to give to everyone. And then at the end, he decided he gave everybody because he didn't know whether the person's, no way of knowing if the guy's Roy or not Roy. So he gave to everybody.
But maybe Hagufa, maybe Pshat is that, sorry.
Go ahead.
Now, can I just say over what the problem here is? You know, there's, he means he's giving another reason. Which means that for some reason he's suspecting the first reason doesn't apply. So he's saying, even if the first reason doesn't apply, we got a problem. It has to be, but you need a system. What's the system? The maisa you gave to a person who's not mahogan. So you didn't do a maisa staka. And makshava toiva for some reason is not misarv the maisa. Well, there's a problem. If he's not going to get schar, then people won't get stuck up. So what are we supposed to do? So we can make that he gets schar. That's the way it is. What can I do?
Rebbe, could the two answers possibly be connected?
Because you get the schar, the first shot is you get the schar because of Machshava Batova. The second shot is you get the schar because this is, you did the right thing you're supposed to do in order to feed the muhuganim. Meaning, so this money you gave to the Eino Hagun was money you were supposed to give. You're going to get schar because you're supposed to give the money to everybody so that the muhuganim get their money.
But that money, again, that's a nice shot. I just don't know if it fits in the words. But, oh, di'ilo tema hocha. Di'ilo tema hocha means if you're not going to say that it gets schar.
Could the switch between the two?
I don't think he's fit.
Could the switch between the two?
Because that's what you're supposed to do. But he says, if you're not going to say against Char, then the guy won't do it.
Maybe it's not like the first answer is to say that if you don't know if someone's hugging or not, better Cheval Tasa. Don't give. And faker, that's not a mitzvah. If it's not nicker to you that you're doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't do it because maybe you're doing an avera.
I know, but
at least that it's not the right thing to do. It's not the mitzvah is not to give to someone you don't know. He's saying that can't be because if that was so, then you have all these legitimate aniyim who would not get what they need. And so it can't be that it's not a mitzvah. It has to be that giving to someone who's not nicker is a mitzvah. Mamela, you could say machshava tov though.
Okay, but I still don't know if that fits into it. Where
could he be?
The only issue is the biggest issue is the va'od, right? If he just said dilo temahachi, right? I think that would work. Right, it's the vote.
I know
that's a little bit weird, right?
Could it be that
what I'm listening?
I'm just wondering if it could it be that if it's not a mitzvah, then it's an avera for the need to take the money if it's a tzaddikim, because
it's an avera for them to take it. I don't know why he's giving it to them. Why should it be an avera for them to take it?
Because he's trying to do the same mitzvah and it's not a mitzvah, so they're causing him to not. They should tell him, go give it to someone you know.
it seems like if there are people who got in, then it's definitely a mitzvah. The only we're only discussing if really it's Einam who got in. Yirmiyahu was mispatel, they should be Einam who got in. Apparently, if they gave to who got in, then they would get schar. There's no doubt that they would have gotten schar if they gave to who got in. So then, of course, the tzaddikim could take it. The question that the Yosef is struggling with is why did they not get schar if they're not mehuganim? So he first says because they would get it's only because a makiro. It's only because makiro, because it would be a makiro, then you would get schar as become mechavin the shem mitzvah. And then he throws in a va'oid. I just don't know what the V'oid is doing.
Could the V'oid be addressing the tzad that they're not miskaven l'shem mitzvah, that it happens on its own, and therefore we need a mechanism to work automatically?
It doesn't sound that way in the Lashon.
No, because the V'oid doesn't require
kavanah. The Evel Tema Hacha. Tema Hacha means saying the same thing I said before, not saying something different. Oy, the evil tamer hachi. At the note,
I think
Amam Uganim Bimakam.
I think the Gemara Baba Basra is going to help because over there, Rebbe had a Hava Amina not to give to people that he didn't know, and his maskana was to give it. So if we know what his Hava Amina was, maybe that's what he's coming to, you know.
The Hava Amina was that there is some kind of isser to give to an Amma Aretz. You didn't want to give to an Amma Aretz. The Gemara. I think okay, there was some kind of Avera. You're not supposed to give money to an Amma Aretz.
Okay, so that would mean that if you have a suffix about this person, if you don't know him, you shouldn't give it to him because you're going to be taking the risk of giving it to an Amma Aretz. So he says, no, but otherwise you're going to be no Eldalis, and you see that Rebbe retracted.
Okay, I'm a little not still confused. All right.
Anyway. One difference between the beginning and the ode is in the first case, it almost means like he kind of assumes that the person's kosher. He assumes the person's kosher, and therefore we're going to give him schar. The second thing is saying even if this is a complete stranger to you, we're going to say you should go ahead and do it anyway, because otherwise the complete stranger who's zoicha is going to lose out.
It says to evil tema hocha. Doesn't sound like he's coming to make a new din. He's just saying the same thing for a different reason. To evil tema hocha. Okay. Anyway, let's just summarize. I'm not clear. Tomorrow I want to go by time soon. I just saw this interesting thing. In other words, the first reason, the ma'isa comes out for sure, that is that if you give tzedakah and you're mechaven the shem mitzvah and the guy is a bum, the ma'isa, you got tzar, right? Now that's, I guess, the good news, right? You go ahead and you know, after all these times, you give tzedakah and then you find out later, I don't know if it ever happened to you, but I know it has happened, that you get stuck and then you find out later that the guy was a phony. So the Ren Mukhayase says you definitely get schar. If you're mechaving, it has two reasons. His first reason is because you're mechaving the shem mitzvah. So that's easy. That's what Shavatar and Sarv the Maisa. And the second reason, we just don't understand what it is. The second reason is because it has to be, because otherwise people would get messed up. But what is the system? So it sounds something like Rafi was saying, is that like he's saying that the Chazal must have made a takana. That's what it sounds like. That he's saying that even if for some reason or another, Makshava Toivim is sorry for me, he said, well, it does not work here. Because, I don't know why not. But you know, maybe because, Sandy's saying because he should have checked more, he should be more careful. You know, I don't know, we don't know exactly. For some reason, Akshava Taiva Misarva Maisa doesn't work. Okay, you have a good point. What was Rebbe's have? I mean, okay. So even if for some reason Akshava Taiva Misarva Maisa doesn't work, it's a oid because of Nida Sawas, it has to be a mitzvah. So that's what it sounds like he's saying. And that seems to be interesting. The very interesting the Mugayai says. And he's saying, when you give money to Staka, you mean to give it to Staka, and you ended up, you gave it to a bad cause. You gave it to the missionaries, right? You gave it to a bunch of missionaries, okay? And they were dressed like Hasidim, and you gave them the Staka. And now you're like, oy vey, what did I do? So you don't have to worry. Either you got, first of all, you got schar because Makshava Tavim is Tar from Aisa, you're Makavin Hashem Mitzah. And the oid, even if for some reason or another, Makshava Tavim doesn't apply here, which we don't exactly have clarity, there seems to be some.
Maybe it means that Makshava itself is not a good enough. We couldn't say, maybe it just means if we can't say ourselves Makshava Tavim here, because maybe just thinking about it on our own level, we would say that it's the right thing is not to give. But Chazal must have said to give.
Maybe, in other words, you're saying because of the, you should have been more careful. I don't know. Yes, maybe. But he's saying that because he's going to go ahead and create a Nida Sawas, and therefore the Chazal wants you to give. So therefore, you get.
You get schar listening to Chachamim from the Siddur Rabbanim.
Okay, maybe.
Or the reality shows Drach Hadar Chinoim that it must be the case. It doesn't have to be Drabana necessarily.
Okay, I don't know. Okay. Anyway, I'm sorry. I did not tell people to look at this. I apologize.
Rebbe, regarding the Gemara, Rebbe did tell us to look at. It looks like it's all Agadita, except for unless are we going to focus on Lima Turish, maybe the Maisa?
Yes.
That was the only thing I could think of is a sugya there.
Okay, it's a gigantic sugya.
Okay.
The Shiltas.
This right? Toast.
This is giant Isis here.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, so I was going through the whole Gemara. I'm like, what are we trying to be doing here? And then I got to the end of.
Okay. And the Toast Kedushin also.
Yeah, the big sugya. It happened to be a very big sugya. The spirit, the kutras and the shultas, the question is, it's going to be a major shaina. What's a bigger mitzvah? Your own learning or about Sotira? Okay, I don't know. That's a Chavetz Chaim shaina. You know, if a guy could sit, theory has a choice. He can sit in Lakewood his whole life, or he'll be doing Harbat Zatira. So which is a bigger mitzvah? All right, so that seems to get into the sugya.
I heard a story.
What?
I heard a story that Rav Eliel Pian, when he went there to Yisroel, when he was like 70, he met the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish said, what do you want to do? And Rav Eliel Pian said, oh, I want to grow and learn in Yerush Shemayim. And the Chazon Ish said, he quoted a Chazal. Chazon Ish said, your purpose is to take the Torah and to spread it and to give it to other people. So he took the job being a mashkiach because of that.
But it's hard to base a on story because it's stories about other people, just the opposite. The Zuckerman has almost the opposite story. So I don't know. I suspect
about Rav Eliel Pian?
No, about the Chazon Ish. That he went to the Chazon Ish. He said, Rav Zuckerman said that, okay, but I don't want to go, okay, we're after time, so I can tell the story. Rav Zuckerman said that when he came from, he was in Europe, and after the war, you know, he stayed in Europe to help the survivors, and then he came to Israel, and he basically said, it's a fast lane, Hashkafa. He says he was so disgusted by the way people were behaving after the war, that he decided basically stop the world, I want to get off. In other words, he said that he thought that after World War II, to be such a hisiris of tshuva, people see that money gets you nothing and covet gets you nothing and the world is just temporary and you can be multi-millionaire and in 2 minutes you lose it all. And everyone was going to be doing tshuva once the war ended. And again, and instead, as soon as the war ended, everyone was running to make money. Because I guess there were some good opportunities to make money after the war. So he decided, stop the world, I want to get off. You know, I just can get out of this world. The world's crazy. So he came to Israel and he got to went to Rabbi, he met in the B'nai Brak Rav Isaac Sher. And Rav Isaac Sher said, nothing doing. You gotta do our budget Torah. And then he went to the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish said, each person is a stopkin. If you want to go and sit in your own corner, it's fine. So he listened to the Chazon Ish.
It could be the Chazon Ish saw the tchunus of the individuals and saw that
okay.
Maybe he saw he wasn't gonna be a good mechanech or something, you know what?
I don't know. It seems he was a good mechanech in Europe, but he was set up with the world.
Or that he was Messiah-ish already. He saw he was Messiah-ish, but Derech Adam writes Lelech Malichinatzai.
Okay, anyway, I don't know. That's not, I don't think that's how he interprets the story. The Maisa, we'll go by, we'll start. So I apologize.